thinking? You're thinking, Steve, why do you have a stool glued to your gluteus?
No. I was thinking, Carl, why not just sell the house and move away?
Okay, Steve, I'll bite. Why are you stuck to a stool?
Correction, my thing. The stool is stuck to me. Thanks to my latest invention. It's a revolutionary super glue. Wacky tacky. Patent pending.
You accidentally glued yourself to a stool?
Oh, please. Well, I mean, of all, I would... Yeah.
Hello? Oh, hi, Mrs. Zirkle. Just a minute. Steve, it's your mom.
What's that, Roberta?
Uh-huh.
I'll be right there, Roberta. Trouble at the Urkel Ranchero.
What's the matter?
Well, I made my wacky tacky in the bathtub. Now I have to go chisel out my mom.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every seam.
Please come back.
It's the bigger love of the family.
Crazy world we live in, isn't it? Crime, war, poverty.
Edward, that's the sports page.
Oh. Listen, Dad, I'm becoming an adult now, and there
no,
are certain...
you can't have a car.
Well, why not? This was about a car.
The problem is, you're going to college next year, and I can't afford to buy you a car and pay for school.
Oh, well, that's cool, Dad. I've got the perfect solution.
Really?
I've decided to sacrifice college and go for the car.
What's the matter, Carl?
Harry, is there anything that you're willing to sell? You know, like an old table, some knickknacks, a kidney?
Eddie told me he hit you up for a car. He's bummed out, but he understands.
Oh. You know, Harriet, when Edward was born, I held him in my arms and I promised myself that I would give him everything that he ever needed.
And you have, Carl. He has all the essentials. Food, shelter, Nintendo. But most important of all, he has lots of love.
But Harriet, the boy wants a car. Now, I can relate to that. I mean, a car to a teenage boy means independence, freedom, sex appeal.
I don't know, Carl. You were pretty sexy on your moped.
Well, that's true. But, sweetheart, I feel like I'm letting him down. I can't buy Edward a new car. I can't even afford to buy him a decent used one.
What about buying him an old beat-up car?
What do you mean, a clunker?
Yeah, and you and Eddie can work on it together.
Well, I don't know. You know, it would be a great way for us to spend time together. You know, father and son, side by side, up to our elbows in grease, working and sweating till we stink like hogs.
Ah, let him walk.
Thanks, honey. Hey. But. How did a guy like me ever end up with a genius like you?
I don't know. I guess I wasn't paying attention.
Why? Wacky Tacky will bond anything. Plastic, wood, stone, you name it.
Well, what would happen if I spread some on your lips?
Oh, my mouth would be shut forever. That's sick. Laura, my little gummy bear. Why don't you and I take in a flick?
Pucker up, Steve. Now give me the glue.
Listen, miss, life is short and you ain't getting any younger. If you think that you're just gonna open this door one day and find the man of your dreams, well, you're plumb crazy.
Who was that?
No one.
Hi. Would you like to buy some candy to...
Yes,
I would. Excuse me, but the lady has all the snack items she needs. Now be gone, scamp.
Who are you?
Steve Urkel. I'm her man.
He's not my man. He's my albatross.
She's very confused, and sugar will only make it worse. Now...
Won't you come in? I'm Laura Winslow.
Ted Curran. Laura, you are beautiful. Is that my heart pounding, or am I still knocking on the door?
Oh, probably.
Maybe it's my heart pounding.
Listen, I know we just met, but would you like to go out sometime?
No, she's not interested.
How's tonight? We'll catch a flick.
She doesn't like flicks. I just asked her.
Sounds great.
Great. Well, listen, now that we're friends, I can't sell you candy.
You can't?
No, but I can give you some.
No, but I can give you some.
See you tonight.
7 o'clock. Be there.
Hey. Do that while I'm looking, bub.
News. I bought you a car.
Oh, Dad, I love you.
Come on, let's go check it out. Come on. Close your eyes. Keep them closed. Keep them closed. Okay. Open them. Son, she is all yours. This baby up at a police auction. What do you think?
You got cheated.
But you don't know how much I paid for.
Did you give him money?
Yeah.
You got cheated.
Okay. I admit that she's not much to look at now.
But we're gonna fix her up. You and me together.
Yes, sir. There is nothing more reliable than a police cruiser. We don't need that.
Dad, I don't know how to restore a car.
Yeah, but that's the beauty of it. I don't either. I bought some books and manuals. Now we'll read them and use that knowledge to restore this baby to showroom condition.
But Dad...
Son, use your imagination.
Dad, I...
Picture this. A big, powerful machine. Bright metallic paint glistens in the sun. A big, bold racing stripe rips up one side and down the other. You're almost blinded by sparkling alloy rims, but you can't take your eyes off of her because she's a beauty like no other car that you've ever seen.
Wow.
What's that sound I hear? What's that sound? What's that sound I hear? Oh, sounds like babes. Lots of hot babes.
Hi, Eddie.
Of you.
You turn the key. Hear that sound?
Yeah.
That's the sound of 455 cubic inches of raw V8 power. Four barrel cars, twin chrome exhaust. Man, this ride is hype.
Yo, Dad, I'm sold. Sweetheart, you are gonna be the hottest car on the road.
I think she likes you, son.
Steve, Ted's gonna be here any minute. Could you sort of hurry?
Wham! I certainly hope you recognize the irony in this situation.
What irony?
Well, here I am gluing together the broken pieces of your shattered earring so you can go out with another man. But who will glue together the shattered pieces of my broken heart?
Oh, Steve.
Feeling guilty?
Was, but I'm over it.
It's an idea whose time has come.
Steve, Ted will be here any second.
Now calm down. Maybe he'll be late. Then again.
Oh, God, what are we gonna do?
Quick, act natural.
Laura. Hello.
Hey, dude.
You're Steve Urkel, right?
Yep, That's what it says on my underpants.
Won't you sit down?
Oh. All right.
Laura, I thought we had a date tonight.
Did I have to
reschedule?
you see, I'm
grounded.
Really? For what?
Well, I
kill a man.
Yeah. What?
Laura, what's really going on here?
Okay, here it is. Steve invented a super glue, and then Wacky Tacky, and then he glued himself to me.
What?
Look. Wait a minute. What do I look like, an idiot?
Well.
That doesn't. I'm out of here.
Ted, wait. I'm telling the truth. Steve, say something.
I love you, Schnuckums.
Couldn't wait to get started, huh? Yep, I don't blame you. Just the two of us working together. Man, I get emotional just thinking about it.
I'm all choked up, too.
Waldo. Where's Edward?
He's putting air in the tire. I blew up the first three, but then I got real dizzy and threw up in a hubcap.
Hey, Dad, how's it going?
Hey, great, son. Let me help you with that.
Oh, it's cool, Dad. I got it.
Hey, I see that Waldo kind of horned in on our action today, huh?
Oh, no, Dad. I called him over. I thought it'd be kind of fun to work on a car with him.
Oh, I see. Well, I kind of thought that we'd work on it together.
Oh, well, I mean, we could do that sometime, if you really want.
Oh, well, yeah, you know, sure, whenever, whatever.
Waldo, can I speak to Eddie in private?
Sure.
What's up, Mom?
How this? Oh!
What was that for, Mama?
Edward, your father wanted to get you a car more than anything. Now, maybe he couldn't afford to spend much money, but he was willing to give you all the time in the world.
No, no, Mom, but Waldo's my buddy and we're having fun.
Oh, I understand. You hardly ever get a chance to spend time with Waldo. You're always so busy with your father.
Oh, Mom.
Eddie, your father didn't sleep a wink last night, and neither did I, because he kept going on and on about how much he was looking forward to working with you on this car.
I didn't know that.
Eddie, you're gonna have a lot of friends in your life, but you've only got one father. You know, you're very lucky to have one who wants to spend time with you.
Hey, Dad?
Yes, son?
Never thought I'd say this, but we're done.
Yep, we did it.
I love her, Dad. She's incredible.
Yes, sir. This baby is fine.
I know this was expensive, Dad.
Oh, yes, it was.
But you know what, Dad? I wouldn't have missed any of this for the world.
Well, neither would I, son.
Thank you.
Why don't you climb in, take off, and go impress some ladies?
Ladies can wait. I gotta go pick up my best friend.
Hop in, Dad.